SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Things are beginning to happen now. President Trump deemed to be in, quote, excellent health by the White House physician. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
Dr. Sean Barbabella said the president exhibits robust cardiac, pulmonary, neurological, and general physical function based on Friday's physical exam. In a White House memo, Donald Trump is described as being in excellent cognitive and physical health and fully fit to execute the duties of his office. The report listed the president's weight at 224 pounds, his total cholesterol at 140, and all other lab results in the normal, desirable, and optimal categories. Greg Clugston traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Also at SRNnews.com, Iran and the U.S. holding more talks next Saturday over Tehran's nuclear program. U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister met in Oman yesterday. White House described the talks as very positive. On board Air Force One last night, President Trump was asked by reporters about those talks.
I think they're going okay. Nothing matters until you get it done. So I don't like talking about it, but it's going okay. The Iran situation is going pretty good.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says President Trump's tariff battle is aimed at improving the lives of American workers.
President Donald Trump wants to help reset, helps to grow our economy, and get good, high-paying jobs here in the U.S. He wants to see wages increase.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer calling on federal authorities to revoke the operating permits of the helicopter tour company whose sightseeing chopper went down. This is SRN News. Well, a new comparison of younger and older Christians.
According to a poll conducted by the Pew Research Center, 58% of believers who are senior citizens say they pray every day, versus just 27% of 18 to 24-year-olds. Christians who are 74 and up are also about twice as likely as young believers to show up at church at least once a month. The Pew report also reveals that while 80% of all seniors self-identify as Christians, only 46% of Generation Z do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Democratic-led states and cities pushing back on a Trump administration threat to cut education funding over DEI programs. Those which promote the LGBT agenda, among other things, are a prime target of the administration. State leaders in Minnesota and New York say they will not comply with that DEI rollback, as have authorities in California and Vermont. This is SRN News. A former chief of staff for the National Security Council says President Trump's effort to revitalize U.S. manufacturing has major implications when it comes to national security.
If we don't have the industrial capacity at home to repair ships, to build aircraft, to build tanks, we can't do the sorts of things that Americans assume, like the World War II Freedom's Forge model. Americans just assume that's a given. It's not.
Alexander Gray says the U.S. industrial base has been eroded by, quote, unfair trade practices for the past 35 years. Ecuadorians casting ballots today in that country's presidential election runoff, facing the choice between incumbent President Daniel Noboa and leftist lawyer Luisa Gonzalez. Voting in that country is mandatory. More details at SRNnews.com.